All right, happy Friday afternoon, and welcome to the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM Radio. I am your host, Lou McCoy, and I'm glad you tuned in. Hope everybody's had a great week. This is the favorite part of my week. I hope it is for you as well. And I think we have a great show today. I'm joined in the studio right now with producer Becca Gray. Hello, Becca.
Hello, Lou. How are you today?
I couldn't be better.
Awesome.
It's Friday.
I know, right?
We like Friday. I'm glad you didn't put me on a Monday show.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad I didn't either.
Thank you.
Although
for
it would
that.
Be a great way to start the week off, though.
It wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, listeners would dig it.
Huh? They would dig it?
Yeah.
Get them up, get
your
them
energy,
alert.
Yeah.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you. Have you had a good week?
I have. I've had a really good week.
Yeah?
I got to make your new commercial.
Yeah. I can't wait. We're going to play that at the bottom of the hour,
yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's I love it. Thank you for doing
so
that.
I had so much fun doing that.
Yeah.
And it took two takes. Done.
Listeners are not going to believe that you can get your voice that low.
I know. It's technology is an amazing, amazing thing. Absolutely.
That's fun. Well, I appreciate you doing that. It's I'm excited for everybody to hear that.
Yeah.
Good
it's
stuff.
Be cool. So what's new in your world?
Okay, new in my world. Well, the Hero Card is rocking.
Oh,
we're having
of course.
A great time, of course. You know, just again, lots going on. Is can't get it all done in one day.
Right. That's How's okay. your website hitting?
Looking great. Oh, yeah. Couldn't believe the metrics on that.
Right.
The web developer and I were talking this week, and it had over 5,500 views since we brought it online.
And that's been less than 3 weeks.
Less than 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to compare that to, but that seems like a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. That's half of the population of, or a quarter of the population of Kerrville.
There you go.
When you put it in perspective
there
like that. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
That's
exciting.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Have had good feedback,
awesome.
Which is great. Everybody seems to like it. Seems to be working.
Good.
So if everybody could just go out there and just buy something, it'd be great. How about that? Oh, that's
yeah.
shameless promotion right
well,
there.
That's kind of what you're here for. So
absolutely. Well, we had a new business partner, actually a business partner that's been in the program for quite a while, but they renewed this week.
Cool.
And that is So Fast Printing.
Outstanding.
Do you know Wally and his team over there?
I have not had the pleasure yet,
well,
but I'm
got,
sure I will soon.
That is a happening place.
Is it?
It is. Yeah, you go in there and they are printing out stuff right and left. And
So fast?
So fast. You're good. You're good. Yeah, Wally and Rose Bradshaw's been there for a long time, and they just do a great job.
Cool.
And very competitive on their pricing and their artistic, and just do a wonderful job. I
oh,
use them personally.
Yeah. Cool.
They have created quite a bit of the Hero Card promotional items this,
yeah.
at this point.
And they've done a really good job because I've seen some of the swag there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Uh-huh. And last thing they produced was the new door sticker.
Oh, cool. That,
you know, as you go into a business.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hey, listeners, that's one of the keys. If you go into a business and you see the door sticker that says the Hero Card is honored here, then I hope it is.
There you go. It better be.
If it's not, you need to reach out to me and let me know.
Yeah, yeah.
So we redid, you know, we kind of changed the color scheme,
yeah.
as you're aware, and so we have new door stickers
yeah.
Going on, and so they did that for me, did a great job. So Fast Printing, if you have printing needs, I really encourage you to get over there and see them. Tara is also a key employee over there, and she can help you as well. And then I just want to remind everybody that we have quite a few businesses. A great way to find, if you don't want to get on the website, a
mm-hmm.
great way to find out who the players are that take the card.
Sure.
Have you ever seen the Hill Country Visitor's Guide that
yeah.
is over? Yeah, you see it. That's a magazine that comes out quarterly.
Yep.
Right? And you can find that. Gibson's has that magazine. It's free.
Yes.
It's just free publication.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart.
Yep.
HEB.
Yep.
And then there may be some other locations. I don't own that magazine, but so I can't tell you exactly, but I know it's there,
yeah.
and you can go, and inside the middle of that magazine is a listing.
Oh, cool.
By city of who's taking the card.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
great,
fantastic.
Great way to do it.
That's
yeah.
neat.
Yeah. So, in fact, there's an article in there, another shameless promotion, but it talks about, it was the PR piece we did for the newspaper that's in
oh,
there
yeah,
about
yeah.
The, being the new owners of the card.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Very good.
Awesome. I'm so glad that this is working so well for you, Lou.
Well, thank you.
This
well, you're
is
a
so
big part
fun.
Of that.
Well, I'm a little cog in a big, giant machine. It's a lot
it's
of fun.
It's a giant machine.
It is
That's
a giant
it is.
Machine. It is.
It's a conglomeration, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. It will be someday. But I can see it. No, it's so much fun to watch you having as much fun as you are
with
this. And I mean, you were a fun person when I met you, but since you started doing this,
I'm better. I've took that mulligan like we talked about last week.
Exactly. Yeah.
The do over.
It was definitely the right choice.
It was absolutely.
Yeah.
No, having fun and. Just having a blast. For all you entrepreneurs out there, you know, when you take over a business, I may have already said this before, it's like seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You think you know what you're getting into, and then the bottom's revealed, and there's just a lot more there.
Yeah.
And but it's a lot of fun.
That's fantastic.
A lot of fun. So, all right, so let's talk a little bit about the show today. Mm-hmm. It's going to be wild.
It is.
It is.
Buckle
because
up,
we have
cup.
The wild child in the studio right here. I mean, if you look up wild child in the dictionary, this lady's picture might be listed. Some of you already guessed it. No, that's I've got Amy Ely. Beck and I have Amy Ely in the house. Amy, how are you today?
I am awesome. It is an amazing day. And yes, wild child would be my nickname. Woohoo!
Oh, Amy, you are a ton of fun. I've known Amy for many years. We have a great friendship, and you don't find Amy very often without a smile on her face.
No. And if she's not smiling, it's because she's plotting her next move.
That's it. And you don't want to be the one she's plotting against, right?
No.
No.
Amy, she used to be a school teacher, man. She knows. She knows how to plot.
Knock some heads.
Yeah.
Is that why she carries that ruler around?
Exactly.
Okay. Have you ever been swatted with that ruler?
Not that one.
Okay. Not that. Oh, my goodness. So Amy, glad you're here on a Friday afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to have you.
Thanks.
Yeah. And we, you and I have talked about a couple things. Obviously, we talk often. And during our time together, I want to specifically talk about kind of what you and your husband have been doing, because you look great.
Thanks.
Not that you hadn't always looked great, but you look like you're back in high school.
I feel great.
Yeah, you do, and it shows. And you and your husband, Wes, have done something seems radical to me. It is radical. Okay, you admit that.
It is.
But you went for it, and it's worked out, and so we want to talk about that.
Okay.
But I also want to talk a little bit about your career. You are a professional realtor. Mm-hmm. Is that the correct terminology?
Realtor.
Mm-hmm. Realtor.
Mm-hmm.
Realtor.
Yes.
All right. And you are with who?
Century 21, The Hills Realty.
It's a great agency.
The best.
The best. Absolutely.
The best.
The best. Yeah, you are. Got that beautiful building. Where are you located?
We're at 1726 Sydney Baker Street, right here in Kerrville.
Okay. Kind of across from Home Depot.
Yep.
And
Billy's Western Wear.
And Sonic.
Yep, and
Carlisle.
I never know how it's pronounced. I've heard people say Carlisle and Carlisle. So, yes.
That's Kirk Bond. I should know how to. He's a friend of mine. I need to know how to. That's just that carpet place.
We'll get a phone call any minute now.
That's just Kirk Bond's place. That's all that is. So. Oh. Okay, so how's the real estate industry right now?
The real estate market has been exceptional this year, especially if you're in a price point of about $250,000 and down. We just can't keep those houses on the market. We have a small inventory now because so many of them have been purchased, which is a good thing.
Those transactions happen pretty quick.
Yes.
Go on the market and get an offer. Get several offers.
Yes.
Get some of that going on. That's exciting.
I mean,
now, that's
when it's
a big
decent
change.
Property. Yeah, yeah. When it's a decent property, it's gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fun. Well, what about the upper end stuff? How's that moving?
The upper end stuff is moving better. It's a much better showing than 2 and 3 years ago.
Okay.
So that's really good because, you know, there's actually a larger inventory in the upper end price points in real estate in Kerrville. So it's moving better, which is a really, really nice thing for our sellers.
That's good. Yeah. People are moving in from out of town. You're finding people coming from Houston, Dallas still, kind of like I did.
Yes, always.
Okay. Good.
Always.
Well, on a personal level, I know that, and Mom's out there listening. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
There you go.
Hi, Betty.
So Amy knows my mom, Betty, because she did a couple of real estate transactions for her, did a fantastic job. Patient with us during the process, right?
Y'all were patient with me.
Well, then it's a win-win. Absolutely.
We're the winners.
Yeah, got those deals done. That's exciting. Found her a beautiful home now, too, and she's
it's
loving
very
it.
Pretty.
I love it. Yeah, beautiful. All right, so what's you you told me you had something going on.
I want to tell you about something special this weekend.
Let's go.
Century 21, the Hills Realty, is having and hosting a community-wide open house this Saturday and Sunday. And we are so excited. We have a community-wide open house in the fall and in the spring.
Okay.
And so, Lou, we have at least 20 houses that are going to be open this weekend to the public, October 15th and 16th.
Wow.
There's houses open in Kerrville, Ingram, Harper, Medina, even one in Roosevelt, Texas.
Where is Roosevelt?
In Texas.
Good enough. Good enough. Oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh. Becca's jumping in. She knows where Roosevelt is.
I know where Roosevelt is because we also have a radio station in Junction, KMBL. And the gentleman that runs the station in KMBL, his lovely wife, Marla, who is also has a show there, has a restaurant in Roosevelt.
Well, all right.
So it's the next exit past Junction off of I-10.
All right.
And it's Roosevelt?
Well, these houses will be open Saturday from 11 until 3 and Sunday from 1 until 3. And I have the whole wonderful list of all these houses. And you can go to our website.
There you go. Tell us how to go find
Century21thehills.com. Go to our website. We have a wonderful, wonderful page of everything that you can see open this weekend. I'd love to see you out there.
Okay. That's good. I'd like to do that. So these are any of these new homes, like brand new custom homes?
Some of them are new because Comanche Trace has some brand new ones, and so some of them in Comanche Trace are brand new. So it'd be awesome to see folks out there.
And this is free.
It is free.
You just get the list and show up.
Some of these realtors will have something yummy to offer too. Just
all right,
saying.
What property addresses are those? Maybe you can point that out to me.
Let me just tell you, 1400 Dick Ross is where I'll be, and I'll be having something yummy.
Okay, we're going to 1400.
Dick Ross,
yeah.
It's in Vicksburg Village. It's a lovely
home.
That's
a good spot. All right, we'll come get some yummy treats. So, Amy, you're going to hang around because we've got more to talk about, but we're going to take a quick break here. And we do this just to kind of reorganize and make sure that we're on schedule. So, again, you've got the Hero Card Hour on KERV, 1230 a.m. All right, welcome back. You should see these girls in here jamming to the music of the B-52s. So as you know, we've featured a different artist every week. And I asked Ryan Dill, who will be on later in the program, who he gave me a whole playlist. And it included the B-52s. So I narrowed it down to two others because B-52s are all right, but they're not my top of my list. And so then he still came back with B-52s. So we're featuring B-52s. Do you know them, Amy?
I know the Love Shack.
The Love Shack.
The Love Shack.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know much else, but everybody knows the Love Shack.
Well, they've got another song called Rome that I like, and we'll play a bit of that later on.
That.
And then Becca threw in Rock Lobster.
Oh, is that B-52s?
That's B-52s.
Oh,
you know it.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know the name, but I knew the music when I heard it, right?
Yeah.
They were bizarre.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. A lot of fun, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Becca's, she's taking kudos for being bizarre. So, quick trivia here on B-52s. If you happen to know the answer to this, you can text me at 830-370-6836. 830-370-6836. In 1994, there was a movie called The Flintstones. You know it, Amy? You know the Flintstones movie? You ever see it? Becca, they're all nodding their heads. All right, so pretty simple question. If you can text me and tell me the actor's name that played Fred Flintstone, you'll win a hero card. Oh, she's queued up. There you go. Is that the B-52s version? There it is. Okay, so that's, and the reason that's the segue there is that the B-52s had the music for that. Pretty fun. So who played Fred Flintstone in the 1994 movie The Flintstones? And I'll tell you, it wasn't Halle Berry, but she was in it. That's reason enough to go watch that movie. Trust me. In my opinion, professional opinion, and I do know what I'm talking about. And then also, did you know, do you know the other actress that was in that was famous? Crazy. Becca's going to take a shot at it here.
I can't remember. Yes. Oh, man. She was married to John Ritter. Wasn't that her?
Well, she was married to a lot of people, the one I'm thinking about.
Then I may not be thinking about the right woman.
She was married to Richard Harris.
Oh, that's not the woman I'm thinking
about.
Okay,
yeah. Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, yeah,
it showed
yeah,
that
yeah.
in the... Yeah. She was in that movie.
Yeah, she was.
Okay,
I was
you know
thinking
that.
About
you,
Betty.
Oh, Betty was...
Oh,
that crazy woman.
I know who it was.
You
Who's
do?
The crazy
oh,
woman?
You know. Well, she... Oh, no. Amy's
I
in
cheated.
Here Googling.
I cheated.
She's cheating. No, no, no. Well, cheaters don't count, Amy.
Well, as long as you don't say who Fred is. I mean, we
I'm
all know who Fred
word.
Is.
I'm not saying
who's
a word.
Who's Betty?
I didn't Google that.
Oh,
I didn't recognize Betty.
Yeah, I think she... If I'm thinking about the right woman, and I'm probably wrong, not Yasmin Bleeth.
That's her.
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
All right, while
that's
you're thinking name. Of that, we better let Amy tell us, give us some, tell us background. Well, Amy, where are you from originally? Where'd you grow up?
I am a Yankee.
You're Yankee, yeah. What part of the
Born
East?
In Pennsylvania. Okay. Lived in Ohio until I was 16, and then the Chicago area until we finally came to Texas in 1990, and I think I was almost 30. I think I was 29 when we finally got to Texas, and it was Amarillo was my introduction.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a Yankee girl being
in Amarillo.
Introduced to Amarillo. I was kind of like a duck out of water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You in the tumbleweeds.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Those really do exist.
You know what? You can ask my husband this story. I have been known to have him pull over on the side of a highway in the panhandle of Texas so that I can go running across the highway to collect a tumbleweed.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. True Yankee.
That's okay. No, I'm a true Texan, and we drove to Colorado this past winter, and we didn't stop for the tumbleweeds, but we counted them.
Oh, you got to stop and get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd never
mean,
get everybody
I,
back
I had
in the
it
car.
Up on my, on my, one of my pieces of furniture.
Yeah.
Amy, I used to live in West Texas, where tumbleweeds are prevalent, and we used to collect them and build a snowman out of them in our front yard as Christmas decorations every year.
A tumbleweed snowman?
Yes.
No way.
Yes. And we'd put Christmas lights on it and decorate it.
Okay.
It was like 8-10 feet tall. Huge.
Okay.
But that's what we would do
there
with tumbleweeds.
There you go. There's a business.
I had
There's
a West Texas
right
experience. Yeah. I lived in Midland for almost 2 years. It was an experience.
Oh, that's painful.
Amarillo and Midland. Oh, yikes. Bless your heart. Well, you seem to have survived it.
I survived.
And you lost most of your accent.
I don't sound like a Chicago person anymore.
Not to me.
Not a Yankee? Good.
Y'all, good. Okay, so you finally got to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been in Kerrville how long?
Since 1997.
Nice. Good. And you love it here?
I'm a Texan in my heart through and through now.
You are. That's
Truly.
Great. Awesome. Well, we're glad you're here.
Thanks. Me too.
Yep. Okay, so tell us, and I'm intrigued. Share what you want to share that you feel comfortable sharing about some of the things that you've done health-wise, both you and Wes. I know, if we could we start with Wes?
Sure.
Because I know Wes had an issue with his blood sugar. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So share with us. Tell us what
you anyway, in I think it was June of 2015, Wes, my husband of 31 years, yes, we have survived 31 years, was diagnosed with diabetes. And his blood sugar was extremely high when we found out he had diabetes. We didn't know he had it. Okay. And we found out through a blood test because we were looking at getting some life insurance.
Yep.
And he was denied, and we didn't know why. Anyway, it had to do with blood sugar. And so he didn't want to go on medication. And
Good
he
point.
Asked the doctor to try, can he try and treat this diabetes through medication. I'm sorry, through diet, excuse me. And so the doctor said, okay, for 6 weeks. So Wes drastically changed his diet. And
What did his diet look like before? Don't tell on him, but just probably like
you
the
mean
rest
be-
of
before?
Yeah, before he...
Well, I mean, he ate like everybody else, but he was having, you know, he works outdoors, and so he was drinking a lot of sugary drinks.
Okay, yep.
You know, he loves having slushies from Sonic. I mean, those are one of his favorite things in the world.
Yeah. Okay.
And he loves a good draft beer, you know, and iced tea, sweet tea.
Yeah.
So he was drinking a lot of that, and we just didn't have a clue that all this was going on. Yeah. Anyway, long and the short of it is that he made dietary changes according to what the doctor told him to do. And his blood sugar responded accordingly. It responded well, and it started coming down. But we would have liked it to come down a little bit more. And so in the midst of everything that he was going through and making dietary changes, then I was in the process of making some dietary changes. I really was struggling with some health issues, some pretty severe acid reflux and kind of esophagus issues and stomach. And so I was overweight, definitely out of shape, hadn't been exercising, hadn't been eating right. And it's, you know what, it's really, really hard to eat right when every place you look at is some kind of a hamburger place, a fast food place, and what, you know, in the business I'm in, you're always going from one place to the next, and you're typically in a hurry. So the answer typically is, okay, let me stop
just
and get a burger.
Grab some.
Yeah, let me stop, because I've got to be someplace in 10 minutes. Well, so in January of this year, 2016, I decided to make radical changes into my diet, as Wesley had already made changes in his.
Okay.
And so I went basically to a vegan lifestyle.
Okay.
And
yep.
then I also joined the Kroc Center and have been a part of the Fit for Life program there, the Daniel Plan program there. And that's been amazing.
Is that program, does that include nutrition, or is that just the workout type?
Nutrition, workout, a spiritual aspect, and then giving back to the community as well. Fabulous program. And I have a trainer, and she's been magnificent. And I'm going to shout out her name, Heather Morris. I love you.
Sweet.
So anyway, so I made all those changes, and I was beginning to have really, really nice weight loss as well as building muscle.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, while I'm doing all of this and Wes has made his dietary changes, we started looking into, you know, dietary changes, further dietary changes for Wes. And we started finding out and researching about some doctors that believe that type 2 diabetes is curable.
Wow.
So we were listening to these, what do you call it, TED Talks online, and listening to these doctors who say, you know, you can, this can be cured, this can be reversed. And what you needed to do was basically go on a plant-based diet, a whole foods, you know, vegan diet, pretty much like I was on. So as it turned out, Wes and I both were on a pretty much a vegan lifestyle. I mean, we're not like totally hardcore. Wes will allow himself to have a piece of chicken, you know, like grilled chicken on occasion. I do allow myself a piece of fish on occasion. But for the most part, what we did was we don't have any dessert, no kind of sugary drinks. Wes has allowed himself to continue to have a beer because he loves
a good beer. Yep.
But we don't have processed food at all, period.
Wow.
That means no pizza, no burgers, you know, nothing. That was huge adjustments. No sugar, no processed food, no dairy. One of my favorite dairy things is cheese. I mean,
cheese is good.
I love cheese. Any kind of cheese. Stinky cheese. All the better cheese.
Yep.
So, but anyway, the awesome thing is for Wes's blood sugar counts are just about normal. Anywhere from from 90s to the high, maybe a high of 125, and Wesley is still not on any kind of medication.
That's great. And he feels great.
He does.
He looks great.
He looks hot.
He's hot.
Yeah.
I'm just quoting.
He's my
what
hottie.
I heard.
And anyway, and then for me, I'm down 50 pounds.
That's awesome.
In my weight. And
you're hot.
I'm building muscle.
Yes, you are.
Building muscle over at the Croc.
Yep.
And our health is improved. I still have a little bit of issues in my esophagus. I was at the doctor today, so we're working on that.
Yep.
But for the most part, man, I feel like a new girl.
Good girl. All right, so we don't have a ton of time. So did you just put together the vegan plan yourself, or did you go somewhere for help for that?
I talked to a lovely lady in town. Her name is Reba Widner, or mm-hmm. Reba Widner,
mm-hmm.
And she is a professional with nutrition,
okay.
And she also does massage therapy and essential oil therapies. And so visited with her, and she has given me a lot of guidance and counsel. She's also the one that directed us to the TED Talks for Wes.
Okay. So that's a good place to start,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Very good.
And she's right here local.
That's good. Yeah,
yeah.
We might have her on sometime.
She's super lady.
So the end result for you, great, right? You're excited. You feel better. You know, but how bad was it in the beginning?
How hard?
Yeah, how long did it take to...
Stink.
It was tough.
Man, you know, I like to eat. If you want to talk about a woman that has an addiction, you know, I've never had a shopping addiction. But you want to talk about a food addiction?
Yes, ma'am.
It was hard.
Okay.
It was hard.
But
I am an overcomer.
You are.
I am.
Oh, my gosh. You're just one of the most special people I know.
Thanks, Lou.
And Betty says that, too.
Oh, I love Betty.
Yeah.
Hi, Betty.
So, all right. We're going to have to take a break here in a minute.
Okay.
And I know you got other things to do. But would you be willing, I know that to talk to somebody about this issue? I know you'd love to talk to them about real estate, but if somebody were to look you up at your real estate firm, would you visit with them about this?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I was hoping she'd say yes. That was going to be bad if she
absolutely.
Said no. So look up Amy. She's over at Century 21, The Hills, and you can find her email. You want to give out your email?
Sure.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Send me an email at amy@c21thehills.com.
Okay. Amy, thank you so much for being here.
It's
my
pleasure.
Have a great weekend. Come back to see us sometime, and we're going to take a break here at the bottom of the hour for news and weather.
Dr. Doppler with your first alert forecast for the Hill Country. For the rest of the day today, some cumulus clouds out there, very humid and summer-like with a high around 85 degrees, southerly winds, a 20% chance we could see a shower or thunderstorm for the rest of the day today. A brief downpour is possible if it develops. Looking ahead, Ken Stoppel Ford Rev Fest 2 coming up on Saturday, Louise Hayes Park, partly cloudy, humid, a stray shower with a daytime high in the middle to upper 80s.
Hear Rush Limbaugh weekdays 11.
A little Rome by the B-52s. Pretty exciting. You should have heard Becca singing. That was exciting right there. We have a crowd in the studio today.
That was scary.
It was great. You were great. And so we played the new radio spot for the Hero Card featuring Becca Gray's voice, right,
that
Becca?
That is not my voice.
Come on
I'm
now.
Really good, but I'm not that good. No,
that's
our Marlon Lee. That's the guy that does all the imaging. KERV 1230. That's him.
That was great.
And did that the other day, and he's such a consummate professional that only took two takes, did the whole thing straight through in one take. That's the final take.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Did a really good
like
job.
Superhero commentator, didn't he?
Exactly.
That's what you were looking for.
That's it.
That's good. I love it. Thanks for doing that.
That's the important part is that you like it.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it. Absolutely. So, in the last half of the hour, we had Amy Ely, and we kind of rushed to get to the break. So, again, I want to thank Amy for being here today. Oh, she's still with us. We encouraged her to stay. She didn't want to miss the party that's going on in here that Ryan
Deal.
Party
in here. I'm not going to miss a party.
She will not.
Lou.
That is so true. Yeah. So, Amy, thanks again for being
here.
My pleasure. And you'll come back, right?
Absolutely.
Because I think what you're doing, of course, what you're doing in real estate is outstanding, but what you've done health-wise is inspiring.
Thanks.
I don't want to do it, but it's inspiring.
It takes a lot of discipline, that's
for
sure.
It does. You know, you almost just have to throw out all the food that's in your pantry, don't you?
Really? I did. We did.
That's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. And then not go to the store. Yeah.
No, you don't go up certain aisles.
You just don't.
No.
You eat on the outside.
No cookie aisles.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, you look great.
Thank you.
And, again, thank you for coming and sharing.
My pleasure.
So, very good. All right. So, as promised, we have Ryan Dill in the house. Hello,
thanks,
Ryan.
Luke. How are you today?
I am good, Ryan. Ryan is an old pro at being on the radio.
Right? I don't know about old, but I'm a pro.
No, you're old, Ryan. You are a pro. I don't know what I was thinking to get Amy and Ryan in the same afternoon. What was I doing, Becca? She's struggling.
You just want to be off the charts.
I'm off the charts right here. We got B-52s going, and the other person that's in the studio is Becca's new spouse, James. Hi, James. He's waving. We don't have enough mics for all you people. Sorry. And I got to keep one here. So, Ryan, you having a good day?
I'm having a great day.
Good week?
Great week.
Yeah? Friday? Like Friday.
You know, got the kids off to where they need to be, and everyone's in their places, so it's going to be a good afternoon.
Yeah, I know a rumor about you.
There's rumors about me?
Well, there's lots of rumors about you. This is actually a true rumor, right? You have something going on tonight.
Yeah, I got a group of friends, some of my DU buddies and a couple of my high-impact buddies coming over tonight. And
good.
We're going to
do a Bible study? Is that what I hear?
We can call it that if you like.
That got Becca. Oh, that got Becca.
Not
oh, well,
a Bible study, I take it.
No. But it'll be guys' time, right?
Oh, yeah. Just a good group of guys. Yep. Some from down in Medina, some from here in Kerrville, some from San Antonio area. So, you know, just good. A nice evening to kick back. The guys have a little time. My wife and a few of her girlfriends are just going to take off.
They're
and
off
have
somewhere.
Their little alone downtime.
That's good. That's good for marriage.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Good. All right. Well, that'll be fun. And you made some chili for that, I think, right?
Yeah, started at 8 o'clock this morning making chili.
Sweet.
That's going to be good, buddy.
Are you known for your chili?
Well, we'll find out tonight.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. That's great. Well, Ryan, thank you for taking time out today.
No problem.
And you're here to talk about Ducks Unlimited.
Yes, yeah. I'm the chairman of
chairman
of Kerrville Ducks Unlimited. Been chairman for 5 years, going on my sixth year now. Such a great program. We've grown from basically a whole new committee in 5 years. We started out my first year as chairman with 88 people for our banquet.
Okay.
And have grown every year. Second year was 122. Third year was 144. Fourth year was 300, and last year was over 400 people.
400 people come to this banquet based
correct.
On the promotion and the and that's a great event. I've been there. We're gonna come back to that.
Cool.
Because that is your fundraiser, right? Probably
correct.
How you raise the bulk of your money. But I think there's probably a lot of people that are not familiar with Ducks Unlimited, and what Ducks does. Why would I want to give money to Ducks Unlimited? Tell me about this.
And a lot of things people look at, they figure Ducks is just a bunch of guys spending money on guns because we auction off a lot of guns.
Okay.
Right. Really, the core to Ducks Unlimited is Nature Conservancy for the wetlands.
Okay.
Okay. And I went through some of the numbers today, and it kind of staggered me to really step back and look at it. 3% of the money that's raised through Ducks goes to executive offices.
Only three? Okay.
Only 3%. 85% of the money that's raised goes directly to the wetlands.
That's great.
So okay. That means the money's going where it needs to be spent.
Good.
Yep. Last year, I believe it was a little over $5 million was raised in the state of Texas. Just in Texas.
Wow.
And Ducks has spent over $537 million on Nature Conservancy in the state of Texas.
Very good. So they go into a different area and just protect it and guard what's happening to it
They'll lease up land from farmers. As we all know, so it's good to not cultivate land all the time. Let it regenerate and let the animals and the wildlife come through. And then it refertilizes land and stuff, then they can go back and till it, and then they lease land on down. So they keep rotating the crops, rotating the fields. They also buy up certain sections of land that they know that can't ever be reproduced.
Cool.
So it's a great program because it affects more than just ducks. I mean, we're talking about
any wetland.
Right. And it is a huge deal to me now as being part of it. And people think it's kind of crazy. I'm chairman of Ducks, and I've never been duck hunting.
I was going to ask, do you duck hunt?
No.
But it wouldn't be – I've never duck hunted either, but that wouldn't be necessary to be involved in the organization, would it?
No. No, I mean, we get all types. Even Becca comes along and gives us a
– Even Becca?
Yeah.
What about – hey, Amy, do you duck hunt?
No. No duck hunting.
I don't know if you heard, Ryan, but she was introduced from Pennsylvania, I guess, to Texas – via Amarillo.
Oh, yeah. That is an eye-opener.
Yeah.
That is a place that can go from 104 to 44 in a day. So.
In an hour.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Not a lot of duck hunting in Amarillo, I would think. No. And then Midland.
Oh, Midland?
Yep. Yep.
Both. So. You know, the great thing about work, I work out all over the state of Texas.
Yeah,
and
you
I
do.
Love working out in West Texas and up in the panhandle of Texas because some of the nicest people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the only place that I think I've ever gone that I can just knock on the door and they yell, come in.
Okay.
That doesn't happen around here.
That's good. Does it not?
No.
Well, as nice as we are, it doesn't happen here, huh?
Nah, a little more guarded.
Well.
You know. But it's such a great.
I think that's because they know you here, Ryan. I'm sorry. Huh? Maybe so.
Maybe
I don't know.
So.
Well, all right. So, and before you leave, we're going to talk about what you do for your living, for your career, because that's exciting and you do get travel. So how did you... Did you miss a meeting? Is that why you became chairman? They voted you in one night when you missed the meeting at the Ducks? Or did you raise your hand and say you wanted to be the Ducks chairman?
I pretty much raised my hand and
said I wanted
to be
that.
The Ducks chairman.
Okay.
You know, I saw something greater than what it was and where it was going. We implemented going co-ed. It used to be just a Drake banquet. There was no women allowed.
It got quiet in here.
And then that was a tough deal. That's why we had such a turnover in some of the committee members and stuff. But when we went to co-ed, it took me a while to get the guys to understand women are going to spend more money than the husbands when you get them in there.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And it was a perfect example. The second year we were having the banquet, we have beautiful paintings done.
Yes,
and,
you do.
And we had a print of the year that was going through a live auction.
Okay.
Wife bought the painting of the year.
Okay.
And for a sizable amount of money.
You bet.
Well, as soon as the gun of the year came up, the husband started bidding on it. And she goes, what are you doing? He goes, if you get that, I get that.
There you go.
You know? So
did he get it?
He got it.
He got it.
So he wanted the painting on one wall with the gun hanging right below
That's
it.
Neat.
So he had the wall picked out and everything. So it's a pretty cool thing that you can bring a couple's evening out.
It is. It's a lot of good, clean fun.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you have it?
We have it out at the Hill Country Sports Shooting Center.
Okay.
I know a lot of people probably don't know, but they have a huge air hall there that has stained concrete floors, faux finish walls. I mean, it's really nice in there, air conditioned. And last year we took up all four bays in there.
Yeah.
We had a seating for 400 to eat. We had the front bay was for all the raffle items. And, I mean, we try to bring out some really nice stuff, Browning shotguns, Benelli's, Brighton jewelry, Argentina dove hunts, Costa Rica fishing trips.
Sweet.
You know, we when you come in the door, I want everyone to feel like they have an opportunity to win something.
Good.
So, and a perfect example is my dad came one year, and he goes, I'm just going to buy one ticket. I was like, you're not much fun. Well, he bought his one ticket, and he won a pistol.
Did he really?
And I was like, you know, so everyone has an opportunity to win something in there.
Yeah, a lot of energy in the room. I didn't get to go last year. I had some commitment. I think I was actually out of town. But the year before, I was fortunate enough to come. Great meal.
Yes.
I mean, great meal. It's a steak, and it's delicious. It'd be worth going just for the steak.
Yeah, and this year we're going to change it up a little bit.
Okay.
Same caterer.
Okay, good.
But we're already discussing menus, so adding to the menu.
Okay, good.
And then we'll still have the regular drinking bars we have and stuff out there. And then we'll have a lot more items this year.
Really? For a lot more guns to auction and a lot more silent auction?
A lot more guns, more raffle items. Okay. We don't really do much with the silent auction. It's so cumbersome to work and stuff.
Okay.
And people have more fun just playing games. So if you make the evenings fun with playing lots of different games.
Yep.
So the one I'm excited about is one I'm introducing for this year is called the Wall of Coolers.
The Wall of Coolers.
Yes.
Tell us about that, or can you? Are you making it up as you go? Or
no, it's already set in place.
Okay.
But we will have 25 coolers in red, white, and blue.
Okay.
That will be set up, and we're only going to sell 100 tickets.
Okay.
So you have a 1 in 4 chance of winning a cooler.
All right.
But can't tell you what's inside the coolers.
Cooler's going to have
but
stuff.
But I'll tell you that I'll give you a little hint. There's at least $100 worth of value inside of each cooler.
That's exciting. Wow. Very good.
So it just makes makes it fun.
Yeah, very creative evening out there. There was one I thought was intriguing was the deck of cards.
Uh huh.
It seemed like you buy a card or tell us about that one.
We had the deck of cards for the three guns.
Yeah.
Okay, and we went through five decks of cards.
Okay.
For the guns because they're all different colored on the back of the decks, and at the evening when we started pulling the cards. Three people won a gun case.
Yeah, if you had the matching card.
Right,
yeah,
and so they went up there and they had these two gentlemen and a lady won the cards. And it was pretty funny to me because the first guy opens his up and it's a little 9mm camo pink gun. Big guy, big burly guy. You remember this back home? The next person, he opens his. He's got the women's ruby red Ruger.
Oh.
Gorgeous gun. But it's got this beautiful ruby red, almost fingernail polish.
That's beautiful,
And then the female that pulled up, she had an Ed's Defense 45 semi-automatic.
Okay.
And I was like, God.
That's crazy.
And I was like, oh, she's going to be upset she got that. No, she's out there and she's like, yes.
That's awesome. Too fun. All right, so what is the date this year? Or next year, I guess.
February 25th.
Mm-hmm. Starts at what time?
Starts at 5 o'clock is when we open the doors.
Okay.
And it goes till 10 o'clock.
5 to 10. Mm-hmm. Very good. Since you're serving alcohol, I'm assuming it's not for kids.
Correct.
Okay. So you got to be 21 or older
correct.
To enter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good. And where would somebody get a ticket for this? Got to pay to get in, I believe, right?
You can either order them online or you can call myself or one of our committee members, and we'll be posting posters out around town of how to get a hold of us.
Okay.
You can bet.
Is it too early for somebody to do that? Or are they already a little early?
We're just now trying to figure out how many tables. We've already pre-sold a lot of tables that people said they're coming this year as far as companies.
Yep. Good.
And so we're having to add to that number. So we're trying to put it between 500 and 550 that we might be looking putting in the room.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. And the cool part is we got people coming from Fredericksburg. We got people coming from San Antonio. We got people that come from Houston, the Valley, that come up just for this banquet.
You have a following. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fun. How long has this banquet been going on? Do you know?
We should be right now in about our 39th year.
That's great.
Here in Kerrville.
Wonderful. Okay. So and no plans to stop anytime soon.
Not as long as I'm here.
That's good. What is the Ducks website that people can go and look at the material? You want to pull that
well,
up?
Well, we have a couple that you can go on. You can go and search Kerrville Ducks Unlimited on Facebook.
Okay.
And that's the best way to
follow
us.
That's the easiest way to go. Okay.
It has a great – we have a guy that just keeps posting pictures every day, has content put on it every day, where you can buy the calendars right now.
Tell us about the calendars. That's a cool deal.
Calendars. I brought you one to take a look at.
Thank you.
So take a look at it. You can buy one for $50.
Okay.
Here's the cool thing about it. In the year for 2017, on I believe it is, you can turn around here real quick. On Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, they give away one winner a day. On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, they give away two guns a day.
Okay.
So we're going to give away guns 365 days a year.
Wow.
There's only 16,000 of these calendars sold in the state of Texas only.
That is cool. So if I buy a calendar, then I'm entered in this drawing.
Correct.
And in all year.
All year. All
of $50.
Yes. And then also on July 4th and December 25th, there's a bonus that you can also win a Polaris Sportsman 570.
That is sweet.
Yeah.
And you get this cute little picture of a duck that Amy's showing me.
Oh, I know.
That brings a tear to your eye right there. That's cute. So it's a good-looking calendar.
It's great.
It's got
calendar.
All the guns here. All right. So they can buy that. They through Facebook, they could...
Yes,
they indicate they want one.
Facebook, if they want
that's
one.
That's awesome. Can they buy those from you?
They can
directly?
Buy them from me also.
You want to tell people how to reach you?
830-377-2838. The best way to reach me on that is just text me.
Okay.
And,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, because voicemails, I get hundreds of voicemails a day.
Yeah, you stay pretty busy. Mm-hmm. And that's Ryan Dill. And that's
yes.
R-I-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right, so... Ryan, tell us anything else you want to talk about ducks? I feel like we've covered that.
Yeah, I feel like we've pretty well covered it. It's been a great program and such great support and so much fun with this community. So
good.
We'd love to see everybody come out. And
yeah, if you're getting 500 people come out there, I mean, I know they're coming from different places, but that's pretty fantastic draw.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And it's like I said before, I had a great time.
Good.
You'll have me back. I didn't do anything to not get invited back.
Not yet.
I didn't get too wild. Not yet. Okay. So, are there sponsorship opportunities for that?
Yes, there are. We have. If you want to do your own table, it's $600 for a table, which basically that eighth chair is free.
Okay.
If you want to do a larger sponsorship of a table, you can pay $1,500 for a table. That comes with the hats, koozies. Comes with a carved DU registered decoy. And it
that's
also
neat.
Comes with your choice of a great gun off of a banner. So you're guaranteed as the owner of that table to win a gun.
That's pretty neat. Okay.
So.
And you have some sponsors already, some big sponsors that participate in this? I know at one time you had, Red McCombs was
Red McCombs
sponsor.
Is coming back again
okay,
this
good.
Year. They're all in. They do all of our hats. They usually bring in two tables. It's their diesel division
okay.
that comes in there. Just such a great group of guys.
Yeah.
National Car Sales, Pioneer Bank, Lemure's Automotive Repair. I mean, a lot of local.
Good.
So.
That's good. And do you know ticket prices yet?
It'll be same as last year. 85 for individual, okay. 150 for couples.
Okay. Any portion of that a write-off? Do you know?
No, because the value is about the same.
About the same.
It's the same.
Okay.
You
very
know.
Good.
Unless you're sponsoring or doing a major donation,
okay.
it's hard to write that stuff off.
Okay, but it's well worth the $85. Just it's a great evening.
Mm-hmm.
And again, what's the date going to be so I can get that on my
February 25th. Put
25th.
It on your calendar.
Yeah,
here, I got a calendar here for you.
I got a calendar. I think I'm going to have to get one of those calendars. Absolutely. That's a great. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
love to win a gun. All right, so we've got just a couple minutes, Ryan. Then we got to wrap up.
Okay.
But tell us quickly what you do when you're not chairman of the Ducks Unlimited.
I work for a fabulous company called Family Heritage.
Okay.
We do refundable cancer, heart, accident, ICU, and hospital indemnity plans.
Fantastic.
So basically what it does is we are not your health insurance.
Okay? All right.
We are primarily designed to, if something happens to you, Lou, we're going to literally start dumping thousands of dollars into your bank account to use that money however you want.
I like it.
Okay.
Okay.
So
if I have an accident or if I get cancer... Those things, right? Depending
right.
on what type of policy you have.
Correct.
Right.
Now, for people that are 55 and younger, if they never use it, they get 100% of that premium back.
Really?
Right.
That's fascinating.
So I wish my auto and house insurance would work like that, but no.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. And then people that are 56 and older, up to $32,000 comes back out of that
okay.
policy for the family members.
That's sweet.
So... and the great thing is that those small policies, we've had two claims that are very sizable. Our largest one here of date was a lady that had a heart attack in Houston.
Okay.
We went through all the rehabs, the surgeries with her, and kept close ties on her, and ended up that I think we paid out over $180,000 off of a little
really?
$120 policy.
Wow. That's incredible.
So, and
that's Family Heritage.
Family Heritage.
All right, give your number out one more time because we
830-377-2838.
Okay, that's good. All right, so Ryan, first of all, I'm going to thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We'll have you back. Maybe we'll get a little closer to the Ducks evening. That'd be great. And then
bring some duck calls.
That'd be great. Absolutely. Ducks. Ryan is also part of the High Impact Connection Group, which was actually founded by... Amy Ely, who's still here. Hi, Amy.
Amy McCoy.
Well, it was Amy's idea, and we just kind of ran with it together. I just got on her coattails, which is you want to get on Amy's coattails.
It's been a good group.
It's a great group.
Group.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, Christian business professionals.
Yeah.
You know, instead of getting up Tuesday morning and you're like, oh, it's Tuesday morning. It's going to be forever to get to Friday. I'm excited about Tuesday morning. My kids hate me on Tuesday morning. Get up. We
got to
go. I got to go see my friends at High Impact.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I'm pointing that out because I'd vouch for Ryan. I actually have one of his policies, and he's
ready to do,
and Amy has one. Okay, we all got one. And so that's – but it's great. So I'd encourage you to call him. And, again, Ryan, we want to have you back. Thank you for being here. Amy, thank you. So, listen, everybody have a great weekend. This is the Hero Card Hour brought to you every Friday here on KERV, 1230 a.m. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk next week.